Welcome to the Wine Vault. On tonight's episode, we celebrate the 400th episode of the Wine Vault. And when we do that, we drink the Chateau du Parc de Pierre Blasé from France. So sit back, relax, and enjoy tonight's Wine Vault. Welcome to the Wine Vault. It is I, Rob the Wine Guy, and tonight, I am joined by Scott, the unlicensed taxi driver.
It's good to be here, and folks, do we have a story for you?
We do. We have many stories, but some Scott said I couldn't talk about on the show, even though I really want to talk about it, but I can't do it.
He's a bad man.
I can talk about it. I can say anything I want. I'm a character. I'm not a real person.
So that's a fact. You're not a real person.
But nevertheless, I could say things.
And Wilfred wrong.
Folks. That's right.
Wilfred.
No. Yes.
Wilfred.
Yes. Sorry.
I have a present for you.
Put your pants back on,
no,
Scott.
No, I have a present for you. I'm going to go get it right now.
I don't want it.
I think you want this.
Nobody wants you.
It's no. One of your favorite things. And it's not got to do with the men's stall at the Tamarack.
If it's a dismembered arm, I'm leaving.
Well, I just can't vouch for the ingredients.
With the arm, but because that could be a lot of fun. I don't know what Scott's doing, folks. Normally, though, it's dumb.
I'm putting my hands in my bag.
Okay. What's this? Oh, my fucking God, folks. Scott got a jar of mango chutney.
One of Wilfred's favorite things.
That's true. I haven't had mango chutney in so long because you slather that all over someone and lick it off, Scott. That's a top tip for your Valentine. It's not Valentine's Day anymore. But if you were on Valentine's Day, you'd say, my lady love or my gentleman caller, I wouldn't have put mango chutney all over you and lick it off you. The strange thing, though, it doesn't really lick very well, so the person's very sticky and angry with you. So don't do that. Don't get it near their pubic hair, either. That causes a mess.
Don't you tend to include this in your wine reviews with
what?
Fish dishes? A nice insert fish with a mango chutney.
Are you talking about women in a negative fashion?
I'm talking about you, sir. This is one of your favorite.
Oh, mango chutney.
Food pairings.
Because I was talking about pubic hair, then you start talking about fish. I don't know where you're going with that. It's terrible,
it's
Scott.
What you like.
I like what?
Mango chutney with fish.
I like mango chutney with mango chutney. Just like mango chutney. That's going to go up top. We're never going to eat it. When does it expire? I'm just fucking...
It's not a dead body you dispose of. You eat it.
Oh, my good God. October 3rd of 2025. Mango chutney will last that long, folks. That's a long time for mango chutney.
It's a preserve.
I'm sure it's very natural. It says natural on the label.
It probably is.
It's probably
Trader Joe's product.
Oh, it is. Yes, that's true. Well, folks, on tonight's show, we are celebrating the 400th published episode of the Wine Vault. We have many more beyond that. But we have now published the Big 4-0. Not many shows normally shows like us, they get the hint after show 30 and stop doing this. But we did not get that hint. We never got the memo. So we kept going along and destroying our livers and, you know,
a long and winding road.
Well, I would say that we knew this is the 400th episode, right? But I realized when I was publishing the tonight's episode that was released tonight that it's 400. And frankly, had I known, I would have picked a better wine.
Wilfred loves Tamarack.
Scott, you've been to Tamarack plenty, too. You're going to say, I'm here for some arts and crafts. No, you're not.
Lead him to your door.
You're here for venereal disease is what you're here for.
Oh, I did bring you mango chutney.
Yeah, you want to get gonorrhea is what you
want
to get.
I just want some salmon with some mango chutney.
You keep talking about that. Yeah, I don't want to. I'm not going to say what I want to say. Cause,
I prefer.
What?
A fresh strawberry with habanero chutney.
That's really interesting, Scott.
It's delicious on salmon.
Nobody cares.
Grilled.
I don't care.
Fantastic.
And that's nice.
So, we are celebrating the 400th episode, and tonight we have got the Wine Vault dog downstairs too, Ellie.
You know,
the border doodle. She's eating a lamb bone, isn't she?
She's working that bone.
Once again, Scott, you keep saying things, and I'm not sure if you know what they mean, but anyway.
I mean that the puppy is eating a bone from a lamb rack. Rack of lamb.
Yes.
Lamb lollipop bone.
Now, we did pregame tonight at the top and had a lovely meal. Scott's complaining that he only got 4 lamb chops.
Yeah, when you order rack of lamb, you should have more than 4 bones.
Well, you said you went at the diet plate, so they gave you spinach and 4 puny little things.
And generally, cream spinach actually has cream in it.
It had something white.
No, not really. It was sautéed spinach, which is fine.
You asked for butter on top of it.
I put butter on top of it.
Yes, you did.
It pissed me off. I'm trying to get back in the keto.
Well, it's out of work, but yeah, I did not have that. There was a gentleman, folks, next to us that was with a woman. He had a wedding ring on, but this woman did not act as if she was married to him.
She was very giddy.
Very giddy.
He was rather giddy, too.
They were. They acted like people that shouldn't have been together.
He had a wedding ring on his hand and a wedding ring in his ear.
No, that was called a hoop earring.
Yeah, I looked pretty similar to the material that he had his wedding ring made.
Nobody said the guy wasn't a dumbass, because he was. He also had a tribal tattoo on his arm, and he was not a member of a tribe, I'm pretty sure. But anyway, that's all right. Another reason why we know that they weren't married is because he tried to impress her by ordering Oren Swift's, Papillon? Is that what it is?
Papillon.
Oh, fucking cares. Papillon. Now you say, well, he ordered a $90 bottle of wine.
Nope.
No, he didn't. I checked the menu. He ordered a $180 bottle of Papillon. And he paid with his American Express, because a lot of people carry green American Expresses anymore. He did. So, yeah. It really impressed that lady. And she was giddy. Very giddy, you know?
They were happy.
They were very happy.
The bartender said, you can order that, but you're going to have to pay here.
Yeah.
I think she thought they were going to order the bottle of wine, act like they're going to get a table, and walk out the door on them.
Probably would have.
Well, once they tasted the Oren Swift.
They must have known. He actually was like,
I didn't see them take a taste.
No, he had a small swirl. She had him taste it, and he did the little swirl and to make sure it wasn't corked. I don't think you can tell the difference between a corked wine and Oren Swift, but you know, whatever. Yeah. I would spend $180 on Papillon or Papillon, whatever the fuck it's called. No, you don't do that, folks. No, there's so many wines. And I looked at the wine list. There were so many wines that ass fuck could have ordered that were great. And even some wines that
are just really, really good.
That he would have thought that were great. That were better than Camus was $5 cheaper.
A liter bottle.
A liter bottle of Camus was $5 cheaper. It's like, I never advocate for the purchasing of Camus, but I sure as fuck did there.
Oh, I mean, it's like, wrong with Camus.
What are you doing? What are you doing, I mean, man?
In the scope of wines, Camus is so much better than typical your Oren Smith products, Swiss products. They're just overrated. They're overpriced.
Getting run over by a car is better than...
They're not bad wines. They're good wines. They're just ass expensive.
8 days in a desert is bad.
It was fine the time I had it.
Unshackled is disgusting. That's when I started really making fun of Unshackled so he could hear me talking about that.
He didn't know what that was.
No, he doesn't because he's stupid. But that's okay.
Oh, easy.
He's stupid.
Why is he stupid?
Take your wedding ring off before you go out with your chippy. That's stupid.
That was probably his wife.
I don't think so. Why would she? She shouldn't be that excited that he spent way too much on a shitty bottle of wine.
She didn't know.
It didn't. They didn't. They were younger too. They didn't look like.
They weren't younger.
They're younger than me.
That's not saying.
They were in their 30s.
The only one who's not younger than you is me.
Nobody. I would say in their 40s. You're not younger than anybody.
I would say in their 40s.
I don't know. But they didn't look like, and I'm just typecasting, it didn't look like to them that $180 was no big deal for a bottle of wine. It looked like it should be a big deal to them, if you get my drift. That would be a lot of money. Lord. It's a lot of money for everybody, quite frankly. But to them, it just seemed like that.
It's Bexley. Not everybody dresses like they have money. Even when they have money.
But they didn't. So, on tonight's show, we have a wine from a, let's just say, an entrepreneur of wines that has an interesting story to it.
It's an interesting story.
We'll tell that interesting story after the break. But the wine we have tonight is Château du Parc de Pierre Blasé. And it's by Bernard Magrez. And you've heard that name before because we've had Château Framboise and I think at least one or two others. I've had multiple different things that he owns. So this is a gentleman that owns multiple Grand Cru wines from different places. Mm-hmm. Most in Saint-Emilion, Château Framboise is from there. Château du Parc is also a higher level, a good level Saint-Emilion as well. So this is like their cheap stuff. This is like $13-14.
I was going to say not this one.
I don't know what Château...
Maybe it'll be good.
Château du Parc is not their highest. 60-ish, you know.
Yeah.
But yeah, Magrez, though, has a bunch of that stuff. He's a very, very wealthy man that lives in Bordeaux. And this is one of his wines. And he uses a virtual same bottle for everything. And it likes to have his big-ass picture on the back. He's a handsome older man. But
in the big pseudo-embossed...
Yes. The Framboise...
label on the front, on the shoulder of the bottle.
Yeah. Château Framboise is about $50 to $60. It's the same bottle as the Château du Parc, and this costs $13. It really is the same bottle. So you're getting a very, very nice bottle for the cheaper level wines. And quite frankly, the label is nice. You know, it has gold accents. It's a nice, 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 nice looking bottle.
You're just setting us up for failure.
I don't know what it tastes like, but it looks nice. It is 95% Merlot, 5% Malbec. I'm sorry, 90% Merlot, 5% Malbec, and 5% Cabernet Sauvignon. And I believe, like we said before, I think Château du Parc, this is just Bordeaux, but they're probably pulling a little bit from Saint-Emilion and some other places too. So it's just from wherever. But we know Château du Parc is based in Bordeaux, but this or Saint-Emilion, but Magrez is also a player, so he can pull from a lot of different sites. Hmm. So will this wine be good? We don't know, but we will find out, though, as soon as we get back here on the Wine Vault. Hey everybody, it's Rob the Wine Guy. Do you love the Wine Vault? Do you want the world to know about the Wine Vault? Well, do you know the best way to do that? By giving us a review wherever you get your podcasts. Whether that be on iTunes or Stitcher or TuneIn or Spreaker or Podbean or some other app I've never heard of but probably gave your phone a virus when you downloaded it. So take that time. Give us that review. Give us your thoughts and feedback. That way, everyone will know to listen to, enjoy, and join us on the Wine Vault. And we'll be right back. And we're back, folks. So, the Château du Parc de Pierre Blasé. The wine itself has no reviews, but it does have an interesting story. And we found this story on bottlemix.com. And so, that's Ellie. Scott needs to quiet her down. So the story goes on April 30th, 2021. The first chamber of the Bordeaux Criminal Court convicted six men charged with the kidnapping and burglarizing of Bernard Magrez's home. They kidnapped him and his wife. Now, these men were, they were all sentenced to 5 years in prison with a detention warrant for kidnapping and violence against the Magrez couple. They were also summoned to pay €1 in damages to the victims, as per the request of their lawyer, Pierre Blasé. So...
whom this bottle was named after.
Yes. So Margrez named...
Who the book goes through a kidnapping.
Yeah.
And then names a bottle of wine after the defense attorney.
Bernard Margrez, or whatever his name is. Yeah. Weird fucking dude. Well, who puts a fucking picture of themselves on? Some of them are in color on the back of these damn labels. I mean, he really, really, I mean, he just owns the thing. He didn't make the fucking wine. I mean, he's really up his own ass. That being said, Chateau Framboise is fantastic. We love that wine.
We couldn't find anything about this wine.
No, other than
the story of this crime.
We found Chateau de Parc, but that's not this wine. This is just an offshoot using that name. We don't know anything about it other than the 95.5. And it's on 6 to 8 months on oak. So we know that. That's it. That's all we got.
And for Bordeaux, that's not long.
No. That being said, it's not that unusual for wines like this to be, because there's so many different Bordeaux offshoots, and it's really hard to really figure out where they're from and what they are. You could read this story, go down through here, and you're not going to get much out of it.
He makes wine in Saint-Emilion.
He does.
Maybe
but
he sources.
He also
something.
Makes wine in Sauternes.
This isn't from Sauternes.
No, I know. I'm just saying, I've had one of his Sauternes. I didn't know this when I was drinking it, but I found out after the fact. Oh, okay. So he owns different plots, different places. And this could be from anywhere, and he could also be sourcing this stuff for all we know, too. So he just made it under this label.
He does say, you know, in the same story, does say it's from Saint-Emilion.
Well, Chateau du Parc is, but this, if it was Saint-Emilion, it would say Saint-Emilion.
Yeah, I think they're talking about this. You're right, it doesn't say Saint-Emilion on the
label.
You'd
say that.
You would, and not only that, but it says mostly Merlot with Malbec, Cabernet Franc. There's no Cabernet Franc in this wine.
No. A Malbec would be a different option for Saint-Emilion. So, I mean, you could do it, I suppose, but I've not seen many like that. But.
Yeah.
Nevertheless, in the glass, it does
it's
look like
dark
Bordeaux.
Bastard.
Yeah, it is a dark bastard.
I would say it's even darker than most Bordeaux's.
Could
this
be.
Is as dense a cheap Bordeaux as I recall seeing.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it's a very pretty wine. On the nose.
It really is beautiful in the glass. It's beautiful leg formation.
Hmm.
Drinking them in the Grand Bordeaux.
The nose is not bad. A little bit of menthol. Black licorice, blackberry.
Touch jammy.
A little bit.
My first hit.
Yes, it is jammy for a Bordeaux.
No, I love the blackberry. The touch of licorice, but the blackberry is beautiful.
Yeah. We could say fennel, but we won't.
Yeah, I don't know how to spell fennel.
There's not a lot beyond that. Well, there might be a slight bit of a stockiness, like, grass,
no,
a little grassiness.
Yeah.
But
stockiness is a good term.
Yeah. Rhubarb, grass. But it doesn't, not a lot of red fruits, though, so.
It's not a bad nose.
No.
It's a cheap Bordeaux. Let's see.
Although we've smelled worse cheap Bordeaux's. It smells like a fucking,
oh God, yeah.
Smell like Ellie over there. But
here we go.
It's very flavor forward. It's a lot more ostentatious than what I expected.
I'm going to hit it again before I give this critique, because I got something that I'm concerned about. I got issues and concerns.
Does it taste like melted black licorice, perhaps?
No.
The Papillon fans would really get down with this.
Okay, I didn't get it on the second pull. On the first pull, I got like a hint of green pepper, which is not good.
Really?
But I didn't get it on the second pull.
This is actually a very thick wine. I wouldn't say big, but it's big. It's big in mouthfeel. It's very
dry, viscous,
slightly syrupy without the medicinal element to it.
Yes, it's a little thick.
Yeah, it's a little bit weighty.
I wish it was a little more astringent. I wish it was a little bit drier, and maybe some of that syrupy texture wouldn't be as...
Just a drop of water.
Off-putting. Yeah, a drop of water.
It's not off-putting. It's just... Well... I look at this, and I'm saying... It's Bordeaux. I expect it to be a little more lithy,
yes,
and more, and just a little bit more, a little bit more of a death touch.
It's very dense for a Bordeaux.
Well, it's very dense for, yes, it is. That being said, when you get into lower price ranges, all bets are off. And so if you're looking at it as a red wine drink that is predominantly Merlot, you're like, okay.
And let's be honest.
Cali, beat that. You're not going to.
This is unusual for... Flaw is a strong word, but this is the texture we're talking about, the thickness, the density we're talking about here. You would expect if it was going to be out of kilter, it would be too light. It would be not dense enough. So in a way, interesting departure.
Yeah.
It's just your brain just tells you it shouldn't be like that.
Now,
off-putting, Rob... I said off-putting, and that is probably a little strong.
Well, it's not typical of the region, per se. Then again, when we're talking about Bordeaux, we're not talking about even Grand Vin Bordeaux. We're just talking about, it's over there somewhere. You know, it's over there. You know, over there.
Really?
Yeah, over there. Where? Keep going that way, you'll find it. So... we're not expecting Saint-Emilion silkiness. We're not expecting anything like that. It's just not that case. That's not what this is. This is almost like a emulation of something from the left bank that's very big, young, and not ready to be drank.
I wouldn't be surprised if this is marketed just for Estoma Americans.
I've never seen it before. I saw it actually at... Jungle Jim's in Cincinnati, multiple things from him. And so I bought three different ones, two of this, because it was $13.99 or $12.99. I forget which one it was. It was very, very inexpensive. And so, and the bottle just caught my eye.
The buy two rule.
Well, yes.
If you had one and it's really good, you wish you had a second bottle.
Honestly,
right?
I find his stuff to be interesting, you know? And it's not that expensive. He's not marketing something that's $300 a bottle. Framboise is $50.
Yeah.
And it's great.
A lot of our listeners are probably saying $50 is a lot to spend on a bottle of wine, but
not in
for
Bordeaux.
Yeah. And that's your high-end price? That's a really reasonable Bordeaux producer.
Yeah, it's a practical price. It's one that you're going to buy... Because you're not drinking it every night. You're buying it to hold back for 5, 10, 15 years, and that's fine. It's a special wine for a special time.
Let's break this $13 wine down, but I'm going to say this right now. This is a good value for the money. This is a drinkable wine. I did say I wish it was a little more astringent, a little more dry. It's dry enough. You're drinking Merlot.
Well, you just wish it had... astringency isn't what you mean, I don't think. You just mean you wish it had a little more of a deft touch.
I wish it was a little drier. Just a touch more.
What's dry?
Dry enough.
It's just... It needs to be a little more restrained. How's that?
I just wish it was a little drier. That's all. Let's break this down. We saw blackberry on the nose. On the front palate.
On the front palate, it's cassis, blackberry. There's a little bit of a licorice element, blackjack licorice.
It is blackberry on the nose and on the palate. That's a nice little pairing. Don't often get that. Sometimes you get that, but often the berry that's expressed on the nose is not on the palate. This one is.
One thing I will say, and I think it's what's contributing to a great deal of this, the oaking is a bit strong. The oaking has texture and form through the mid palate, and it kind of is manipulating the flavors of those dark fruits. I'm just wondering out loud. I'm not accusing, but I'm wondering. Just wondering. It's just a whisper of a wonder. Let's just whisper together briefly. What if it was oak staves? What if it wasn't
careless whisper.
I mean, just what?
From a good friend. This isn't Oak Staves.
What if it was?
It's not.
But what if it was?
What if it was? It would be awful, and this is not awful.
I know, but it doesn't taste of French oak.
It's what it doesn't taste like is old French oak. It tastes like new French oak.
Yeah, but it doesn't taste like...
Why are we whispering?
Because I'm just whispering this. I don't want anybody else to know. It just tastes a little bit too strong and pungent.
You're being careless with your whispering.
But I'm just saying.
Two good friends.
It might be a staff.
It's not.
It might be.
You're exaggerating.
It's not chips, but it's somewhere in there.
I'll have a chip.
It's how you could make it cheaper. I'm just saying. It's possible.
I don't think that's what's going on here.
This man, this picture, this man, he looks like a man that A, gets kidnapped, and then uses oak staves. He does.
Look, he's had a lot of trauma in his life, and now you're going to traumatize him by accusing him of doing...
I wonder if they gagged him with duct
oak
tape.
Oak chipping?
I wonder if they did that. They gagged him with duct tape.
It's probably like that... who's the guy that did the Fireman series? The smoker guy?
Jim Carrey?
No. On FX.
Oh, Dennis Leary?
Dennis Leary. Was it like the Dennis Leary kidnapping movie where they like tortured him?
Yeah,
he kidnapped the family and they freaking tortured him. That was Kevin Spacek, wasn't it?
What the fuck would you kidnap?
It's Kevin Spacey.
Yeah.
Well, they got a nice house. They got a lot of wine.
They vandalized it. Violence towards him.
You know, there's no mention of...
And smacked him around. Why didn't he just do some, like, karate shit on him? You know? Fight him. All six of them.
He's a winemaker.
I like how they said they were six, and then suddenly they were five. I acted like they were the same number throughout the story, but the story kept vacillating between five and six.
Yes.
It's like, well, it's got to be one or the other. Maybe it was an inside job.
The wife was not involved in the kidnapping.
Maybe it was. I'm gonna whisper.
She was the six.
I'm going to whisper again. What if the wife wanted to get him out of the way? You know, hired these kidnappers to make it look like an accident. They smacked him around. That's right.
And she hired the defense attorney, and they got a dollar payment, and his name's mentioned on the wine now.
You're not whispering these things. You're just saying them out loud. People will hear you.
They're listening to our podcast.
Oh, that's right, but I'm whispering.
The question is why?
I don't know. Just, you know.
We've done a lot of things on the podcast. Whispering is not a normal thing we do.
No. Wasn't that, yeah, George Michael's song, Careless Whisper?
I was already singing that.
Yeah. Well, no, you weren't.
From a good friend.
I'm never going to dance again. Something like that. Isn't that how it goes?
Yeah.
I don't know the rest of the words, though. Do, 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 do. God knows something.
A careless whisper. From a good friend.
That was
da, 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 da.
Wow.
Na, 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 na.
What? You know what you haven't done in a long time?
Na, 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 na. That is the heart you buy.
You understand there's notes you're supposed to be hitting? Not that wasn't what that
Never
was.
Never gonna dance again.
I don't think you are, no.
Careless whisper from a good friend.
That was really good. It sounded just like
and
him.
And it's easy to pretend.
Why don't you whisper it? Just try that. The way I dance with you.
I just think this is new oak and it needs to calm down. I don't think the oaking's that bad. I think you are
oak chips.
Adding trauma to a gentleman.
Drama.
Who has suffered a grave injustice. And the French courts have ruled he was kidnapped.
They only gave him 5 years. That wasn't very long. Only five of them, by the way. Six got off.
They must treat him well. They brought pizza.
That's right. You only get 5 years. You raped, or not raped. What did I say? Raped? Kidnapped. Maybe
you
got,
did
maybe
say
Bernard
rape.
Did.
The fuck is wrong with you?
I didn't mean to say that.
You're laughing.
That's because I was tricked.
You're laughing.
There was always
you're tricked?
There was a joke in his mind, and he never said it. And it just came out then. I don't know. No, if they kidnapped, and then they acted out violence towards him. So I wonder what that was.
They brought dinner. They brought him beef bouillon.
Maybe.
No, they brought Little
Cocovin.
Caesar's, Little Caesar's pizza. They brought McDonald's.
They made him eat Italian food. It was torture. Or German food.
That's torture.
I wonder who, I mean, why, where was the sixth man? He got away? Inside job.
He's on the bench. Hence the sixth man.
Yeah.
Let's just whisper for a second. I'm not whispering. I am not whispering.
Well, just be.
I've got too much to say.
You do.
It's a good, easy drinker. The oaking's not. It's not oppressive. It's
just a little bit much for this wine. You know, maybe if you held it for 6 months or a year, that would
come down a little.
I mean, maybe that's the thing. It's really a surprisingly lusher wine for the price range. Really, I mean, you buy Chateau Bordeaux first.
Louis Bernard
is Côte du Rhône.
There's so many Bordeaux
to Bordeaux.
I'm just saying, there's so many French wines in this range that are better than.
But remember, we did the with the La Dame. That was terrible. It was really bad. And I've had so many different things that tasted like a chalkboard. That I have to drink them out of the wine wings glass to make it really palatable.
Well,
this wine though. Also,
it doesn't have that chalkiness.
No.
That you might get in a bad one.
But this is the thing. For Americans, American palate.
You dumb Americans.
Might enjoy this a little bit more.
Well, I think maybe that's why it's done in this.
It's a style.
Denser style.
Yeah.
In the shorter oaking period.
On staves.
On young oak. Young oak, just
very
not
young
oak.
Oak. Yeah, pieces of oak. Young pieces of oak, fragments of oak.
Pictures of Lily.
Just chips of oak. Just chip it.
You're chippy.
Just a little bit. A sack, oak sack. Molten, you know, mothballs.
Bring Wilford into this. Talking about sacks.
Sacks? What? Saxophone? What? Yeah. Are you talking about testicles again, Scott?
I think you were.
I strongly suggested that you stop talking about testicles. Scott is like 24/7 testicles. And it's just not appropriate. You know, if you're at your grandmother's birthday party, Scott's over there in the corner talking to three people about testicles. And they're like, oh, are you a doctor? No, I just like testicles. And they're like, then guess what? Scott's by himself in the corner. And then you know what he does then? He talks to himself in the corner, and you know what he's talking about? Testicles.
And vulvas.
It's embarrassing.
And vulvas.
Vulvas. You don't, we've never seen one of those in your entire life. Anyway, I understand that's part of a woman, so, you know.
Yeah. You don't know.
I know.
You wouldn't know because you only go in men's bathrooms.
Yes, but I am not discriminatory in the people that I kidnap. By the way, I would get more than 5 years for my kidnapping situations.
What, last time, how much time did you serve?
I didn't. They haven't caught me yet.
Oh, that's right.
That's right.
I thought they did catch you.
No, I wear a fake mustache. They can't figure out who I am.
Oh, Lord.
I'm like Batman. Without the bats.
You're Batman?
Without the bats.
Batman.
And the suit.
Batman.
Well, I'm a vigilante.
You're a vigilante.
Yes, I go after good people that aren't paying attention. Teach him a lesson.
That's not what a vigilante is. I'm not sure you understand what that means.
It could be.
No, it couldn't.
Oh, yes.
No,
yes. It doesn't say in the dictionary that a vigilante goes after criminals. They could go after anybody.
Do we have to call your parole officer again?
I don't have one, Scott. They haven't caught me yet.
No, you killed them.
Well, I would if I, you know, I'm not going to tell me what to do. I'm an expert. Damn dog. Vigilante. Good God.
You're a vigilante.
You're a vagina. Anyway, folks, we're going to take a break, but be right back here on the Wine Vault.
We'll be right back.
And we're back, folks. So on tonight's potpourri, we're going to check in with our foreign correspondent here on the Wine Vault.
Oh, we have a foreign correspondent?
Yes, Scott. We've had this. They've been on the show before. Not you, Ellie.
Not you, Ellie.
No.
Tim!
Hi, Scott. How are you,
Tim?
I'm excellent, Scott.
We haven't seen you in a while.
That's because you haven't had me back on the show.
Well, I haven't had you in a while.
Last time I talked about Luxembourg, and it was a tantric sex thing that I reported on that was just on the internet, but nothing happens in Luxembourg, so you didn't have me on. But tonight, I am from Romania.
I am in Romania.
Yes, Scott. That dog is just... Anyway, she doesn't like Romania. Anyway, Scott.
Does anybody like Romania?
The focus of my job as the foreign correspondent for the Wine Vault is to talk about different cultures in different countries. And in Romania, tonight I'm going to talk about something that's very important to them. They, every year around Christmas, have a festival. And what they do is they want to ward off evil spirits. It's a very... modern country, apparently, with Romania. Anyway, Scott, what do you think this festival is called? It's more of a custom, but it's a festival.
The Vampirella Concerto.
No. It's actually called the Dancing Bear Festival. And what
the Dancing Bear.
Yes, Scott. What people...
Is that like Yogi? Does he have like a... bow tie?
No, people don bear skins and dance around to fend off evil spirits. Hundreds of people of all ages, clad in bear costumes, dance around Christmas to the deafening beats of drums in Rome villages and towns. This year was on Saturday. The highlight was on Saturday. Bear-clad dancers descended on the town of Comency in eastern Romania for the finale, Scott. Visitors as far from Japan came to see the spectacle. They came to see people dance in bear costumes. Pretty sure in Japan, people just dance in bear costumes regularly.
Tim.
Yes.
Haven't you been to other events where people were in furry bear costumes? Weren't you at that furry convention a few years back?
No, Scott, I was not there. That was Wilfred. Anyway, did you know that some of the dancers in the bear costumes would growl and pretend to attack the spectators for fun?
For fun.
For fun.
Why did you do that, Tim? Why would you try to scare people like that?
Well, I did that, actually.
Is that normative? Is that something that's historically accurate? Or did you just take this upon your own actions to do that?
Well, this is the fun thing.
That's the fun thing.
I tried to relive this festival in the United States, Scott. I was in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
I thought you weren't allowed in the United States anymore, Tim.
I'm an international speaker, Scott. I go from everywhere and talk, and I'm well known for my open shirts where I show my chest. It is a smooth chest. I shave my chest. But anyway, don't interrupt me, Scott. Anyway, I put on a bear costume, Scott. Now, I didn't have a bear skin, but I did put a teddy bear costume on, and I danced about the streets of Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. They arrested me, Scott.
They should arrest you. They put
me in jail.
You deserve to be in jail, Tim.
But you know what?
What?
I stayed in costume, Scott, while in jail in the bear costume.
How'd that work out for you in the Harrisburg County lockup?
Unfortunately, Scott, the bear costume had a flap in the back, so it turned out wrong for me, Scott. Or did
you enjoy it?
His name was Bert. That's all I know. I didn't like it.
It wasn't Boo Boo? No. Boo Boo Bear?
That's what he called me. It was very disturbing.
Bert. Oh, he called you Boo Boo.
He did. Yes, he said, call him Ranger Jim. And I went, no, I won't do it. Oh, God.
Romania.
Yes.
Tim, where are your next travels off to?
Well, Scott.
Once you get out of the Harrisburg jail. It's really nice of them to let you talk to us while you're incarcerated.
But I got one phone call, so I called you.
You're a foolish man.
Anyway, my next place will be in Costa Rica, I do believe.
You should call Pierre Blasi. Apparently he can get good deals for his clients.
Apparently not, Scott. 5 years.
They only paid $1 for kidnapping?
Well, you know, I think it was a stage job. They found out that Bernard Marguez uses oak staves in his barrels. I should whisper that, shouldn't I?
Yeah. Yes. To a good friend.
Yes. Well, thank you, Scott. And that was the foreign correspondent.
Tim Atkins.
He's just great, isn't he?
No, he's not.
No, that was awful, but it's okay.
Where's he off to next time, Rob?
Costa Rica.
Costa Rica.
Yes.
They have beautiful frogs there.
Maybe he'll talk about that. The bear costumes.
They do have frogs. They have the frogs with the suction cups.
I don't understand Romania. Then again, I don't understand many things, but why would you dance around in a bear costume to ward off evil spirits?
A lot of Hanna-Barbera cartoon influence?
I don't know. I think they rip apart the bears to skin them and then dance around. I didn't know it was that tribal of a country. You know, you'd think that Tim should have had this discussion when he was on, but he's not very introspective. He just laughs and, you know.
Well, I think that's the writers. He's just playing on a part.
It's true.
It's a careless whisper from a good friend.
That's true. This wine, let's go back and forth. Let's name all the elements. What do you say?
It's going to be a short discussion. There's not a lot going on here.
Well, no.
The blackberry.
Well, I've said that.
I said it first.
Cassis.
Okay. Young oak. That is not staves.
It is.
Not.
It is.
It's not.
It is.
Oh, you're so silly. You're such a silly.
I'm sorry. It is. Slightly clumsy young staves. I am.
Oh, Lord.
There is tannin.
It's wet. I mean, that's like... There's tannin.
Well, there is. A little blackjack licorice as well. Fennel. It's not fennel. Yeah,
There's really not a
little bit on the mid palate. There's a little tar. You know?
Okay. I would describe it more like just an earthy thing.
It's not. It's tar.
I would go earthy, but if you want it to be tar, you have to be tar. There's not a lot going on in this wine. Nonetheless, it's a good wine for the price point. It's an easy drink.
It is.
I think you brought it up earlier that, you know, folks who only like American wines, domestic products, this is one I think they'll like because it's got that blackberry. It's an easy drink, and if you like dry, this is not over the top with the dryness. So I think it hits a couple of the points that are reasons people like red wines. It's not complex. It's not the longest thing. It's long enough.
It's long enough.
It's long enough. It has a distinct front, mid, and finish. Structurally, it's fine. The longer we're in this wine, I think the less.
You like it?
No, the less at that. We talked about it being syrupy. That is a little too thick, a little too heavy. I think the longer we drink it, the more that goes away.
To me, it's more the oak, and I think honestly, the oak in 6 months a year will die down and relax.
Yeah, I don't have as much problem with the oak as you do.
Well, I know. I think it just needs to relax.
I do too. It's.
I mean, the staves will do that. I'm just saying. I'm. You know what? I'm being careless. I better whisper it. It's staves.
To a good friend.
I'm never gonna drink again.
Yeah, right. In the next minute.
Garish oak, it has no rhythm.
59, 58, 57.
Never gonna drink again.
56, 55. Yeah, I would. I wish you.
That was a good rendition, Ellie.
No, she disagrees.
I know. Well, anyway,
she's a smart dog.
It's true. We're gonna take a break, folks, but be right back here on the Wine Vault. And we're back, folks. So, the 2020 Chateau du Parc de Pierre Blase.
Yeah, you nailed that.
Well, I couldn't see it. Anyway, this wine. Scott, what is your numerical score for this Bordeaux-ish wine?
I'm going to give this
oak staves
87, my point, simply because of the drinkability. It's not the most complex thing. I do agree the oaking could be better, even though it's not staves. It's just oak.
It is.
It's not.
Staves.
Your
staves.
No.
Yes.
No.
Wood planks.
To a good friend. Mm-hmm. And it's just 87 my points. I recommended. This is why we do this show, to introduce budget wines and evaluate them. It's look, this isn't this incredibly crafted thing, but you could drink this and it's good. There's nothing offensive about this wine
other than the staves.
Oh Lord.
Now it's on to me. I think this wine, first of all, my review is going to come with an asterisk because I think it's a little bit low, because I think in 6 months to a year, you'll add a point, just a point. Not 2 points, 1 point. And I think my take on it is, yes, it doesn't have a great deal of complexity, but for an Americanized, I wouldn't even call it Americanized, more of an American-style Bordeaux, this would be an interesting buy for people. So I recommend it in a lot of ways. I dare you to find a California Merlot in the low teens that's better than this. You're not.
That's a really good comparison point.
Oh, yeah. You won't find that. It's not going to happen. This is better than any of those. Any of those. It just has a lot more interesting qualities to it. It's a nice wine. And this isn't necessarily hitting the right notes for me. But at the same time, it's still a nice wine. It really is. It's a good value. Really good value. I'm going to give it, just like Scott said, 87 of my points. I agree with on the score. Somewhere, you know, maybe 87. I think that if it was just smoothed out a little bit, 88, maybe even 89 is possible. But it is a nice wine that is recommended. And quite frankly, if you're having people over and you want a wine that looks cool on the table, this wine looks cool.
And it's dark in the glass.
Yeah. The bottle's good looking. I mean, it's just overall a nice package and a wine that just has pleasing features that most people are going to like. Now, if you are in love with, say, you know, very lean Bordeaux, stuff like that, this won't be something that you get into. I mean, it just won't. But that's not for you. Not all wines are for you. I don't know what's for you, but not this. But nevertheless, give it a try. If you seek it out. And Bernard Marquez has a lot of different red wines that are out there. Bordeaux. They are things that you can look for. And we've talked about different producers out there, names that you can trust. Marquez, in the more value-centric levels, is a name that you can trust. So, when you see his name, give the bottle a whirl. You're going to find something possibly that you enjoy. We do. You know, I bought this simply because I know that he makes Chateau Framboise, and I love that wine. So I'll give their cheap stuff a try. And I've got two other one's a Grand Vin Bordeaux, and I don't remember the other one's. I think Haut Médoc. And I'm like, what the hell? I'll try it, man. So recommended the Chateau du Parc de Pierre Blase, and with that. For Rob the Wine Guy and Scott the Unlicensed Taxi Driver, we will bid you adieu. But see you next time here on the Wine Vault. Good night.